Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So, James, are you sure you want to talk about this?
Yeah, let's do it.
And you say you have experience at this.
I'm afraid I do, more than I might like to admit.
All right. Well, welcome to a special edition of Encouraging Prayer, where we're going to talk about how to pray like a hypocrite. And now that we're talking from, you know, some point of experience, James, so why don't you go ahead and take it from there?
All right. Well, let's go. Jesus described how hypocrites pray in a few places in Scripture. In Matthew 5:5, he talked about those who pray who love to be seen by others. So when you pray, make sure you're as public as possible. Make sure you really sound good and use just the right words, because you know you want people not to remember what you say so much, but to remember you when you're praying.
James, I don't think that's what Jesus meant.
And then in Luke 20:47, Jesus talks about these guys who like to make long prayers in public. So make sure it's a real stem winder, you know. Don't just pray. Preach while you're praying so that other people can really get a good idea of just how holy you are. Don't just talk to God. Make it sound like you're talking to God, but really be talking to others at the same time. And then don't just make the prayer long. Make some of your words long, too, so that others can understand how theologically astute you really are.
James, I'm afraid after a long career in radio, I don't really know what to say in this moment.
Well, that's okay, Robbie. I've got more. In Luke 20:46, Jesus talked about some other folks who like to wear long, flowing robes and be greeted with special terms. So, hey, make sure that you look really good and be sure folks know how to use your title if you've got one. Don't settle for anything less. And he also said that they like to have the best seats in houses of worship and at banquets. So, man, I'm all over that.
So do you want me to call you the Reverend Dr. James now?
But wait, there's more. In Luke 18:11, Jesus talks about a guy who that just casually drops some of the great things he does in public prayer. I fast twice a week and tithe regularly. So wherever you can fit something like that in, you know, I mean, if you work in a homeless shelter or if you've done something good at the church that way, I mean, be sure to do it. Just work that in so that you look and sound good, you know? Give it some gravitas.
So, James, I'm afraid I really have to stop you now.
Why? I mean, isn't Jesus talking about the way we pray sometimes in each of those places I mentioned?
Well, I suppose he is, but James, he's talking about what not to do. He's saying, don't pray like that.
Oh.
So, James, aren't you going to say something? Radio silence isn't a good thing. And besides, you know that being a hypocrite really isn't a good thing.
I guess you're right. In each instance, Jesus is saying, don't pray like that. Don't pray so that others can be impressed with you. Don't go there. Just talk to God humbly and from the heart.
There you go. That's more like it.
Well, Robbie, aren't you going to say something like, folks, this has been a special parody edition of Encouraging Prayer?
No, I think you can figure that one out on their own. And besides, you're not quite right, are you?
Truly spoken. But seriously, I'm glad we talked about this today, because God just wants us to be real with him when we pray, so that when we talk with him, our eyes aren't on ourselves or on anyone else. They're just on him. We're just talking to Abba Father and loving him and again, being real with him.
You know, thanks, James. I appreciate that so much. And a few weeks ago when we talked about praying, you know, you shouldn't be looking at your own feet when you dance, because you really just can't dance. And so when you get your eyes off of your own self and your eyes on prayer, man, what a difference that really does make.
Yeah, it really does help when we just look at him. Just, you know, again, turn to him, take our eyes off of ourselves, and know that he's listening.
So I suppose you want me to pray in public now.
Yes, but not for too long and humbly.
Okay.
And, you know, Jesus, just keep the words normal.
I do feel like sometimes I'm so grateful for James's telling us we could just take the nasty plunge and just dive in and be with you, get our eyes off ourselves and on you, as in you is the whole purpose and the payoff is to spend time and be with you. And I pray that we would see how to dance without looking at our feet. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.